When you say something like, "The Assembly is taking a hard look at raising property taxes," it's the literal truth. All the Assembly can do is look. Actually, raising property taxes will come down to a vote of the people who, around three decades ago, capped the tax rate at 6 mils, or 0.006, or $6 of tax for every $1,000 your home is worth. Any ballot question on the matter would have to be ready by August to go before voters in the regular election this October, so City Hall is aiming for a special election the first Tuesday in December. And what should the new tax rate be?
So we're looking at a revenue need of $3.25 million. The estimated budget-driven mill rate is 9 mils.
That's Wendy Lawrence, Sitka's assessor. Lawrence has made a similar presentation to the Citizens Task Force, but now she's homing in on one idea. Let's uncap the millage rate in Sitka and let the number float wherever it needs to be to balance the city budget. This idea will not likely appeal much to voters unless, as Municipal Administrator Mark Gorman said, they decide it's in their self-interest. He suggested that the Assembly think ahead about making a floating tax rate palatable.
If that was the direction of the Assembly, I think you'd want parameters or guards on that. That Juno, I think, has, is it 12?
12.
But they're not there, and you wouldn't want, I don't think it would pass if we said we're going to 12. You would say, it would only increase, as Wendy pointed out, by maximum 1 mil a year and go either direction. But there have to be assurances out there that a future assembly wouldn't say, okay, let's open the faucets.
Lawrence doesn't think Sitka's tax rate would ever exceed 9 mils, but she doesn't want to cap it there. Sitka might want to temporarily raise the property tax to pay down bonds for some big project, for example, as it does now with the sales tax. She believes that Sitka's growing tax base between new construction and rising property values will help keep the mill rate level wherever it lands. To improve the chances that voters would accept a higher tax rate, Lawrence suggests easing the burden of residents with modest properties with a tax credit allowed in Alaska law called the homestead exemption. This law allows municipalities to exempt the first $50,000 of a property's value from tax altogether. If the property tax were increased to 9 mils in Sitka, that would mean the owner of a mobile home worth $50,000 would pay $451 in property tax instead of the $300 they pay now under our existing 6 mil tax. But with the homestead exemption, that mobile home owner would owe nothing, zero property taxes. Using the same math, the owner of a typical Sitka home worth $350,000 currently pays $2,100 in property tax at 6 mils. Raise that tax to 9 mils, and their tax goes to over $3,100. But the homestead exemption knocks the increase down by almost half, so the homeowner is only paying another $600 in taxes. The homestead exemption comes at a price, of course, a loss of about $500,000 to the city. But right now, Sitka is looking at deficits of over $3 million, and Lawrence said that more cutting can be done in city government to cover the difference. And the homestead exemption is a new idea on top of some others that are already in play. As of this year, Sitkans pay electric rates that are subsidized by monies from the existing sales and property taxes. The Citizens Task Force recommended eliminating the sales tax on groceries. As Assemblymember Matt Hunter observed in this exchange with Lawrence, there are only so many breaks Sitkans can give themselves.
If we're going to exempt groceries and we're going to increase the, or put in this homeowner's property tax exemption, that's another 1.5 mil equivalent that we need to increase it on top of that.
Absolutely.
So we have all these things that we can do as a package, but...
Yeah, our revenue limitations are significant.
Yep, so if we decided our cap was 9, then it's like, well, I guess we're going to have to keep taxing groceries, or we're going to have to divest ourselves of some of the services that we love.
Despite covering a lot of territory, the Assembly did not start to formulate any ballot language in Tuesday's special meeting. Mayor Mim McConnell agreed to hold another special meeting on this same topic on Tuesday, July 12th at 5 p.m. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.